A very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is day 7, 24, October 2023. So we will be having our simplified puja followed by simple mindfulness exercise. Okay? So our simplified puja, maybe we just chant the usual short version. We will start with the Arahant, then after that we continue with the eight precepts. Arahant Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Sanghang Namami Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Brahmacharya viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya jagamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Na jagita vadita visukha dasana mala kanda velipana dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami ucha sayana maha sayana Viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now I will chant this for your understanding. Imani atta sikkhapadani Silena sugantin yanti Silena bhogasampadan Silena nibbantin yanti Tasma silang visode. These are the eight precepts. Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual happiness. Sila or virtue is a source of true spiritual wealth. Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual peacefulness. Therefore, let this sila or virtue be kept and purified. Together we chant. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect, triple jam. Buddhang puje. Dhammang puje. Sanghang puje. Okay, now we can get hold on the weight, then we can do some stretching exercise then. Okay, I'll set the alarm for 30 minutes. You can have 30 minutes of awareness-based meditation. For those who just came in, today is the seventh day. Effectively, we have today and tomorrow. Because tomorrow also will not be a full day. But I said tomorrow, I think we will end before the lunch session. Then after that, we will prepare. After lunch, we will prepare to meet out with our Tan Si Fu, Tan Xiang Si Fu, and those who help us. Then we will have a preliminary closing ceremony where we will do all those things that I mentioned yesterday. Then after that, we will be doing the summing up and all those things already. You look at the program, it's all there. So this closing ceremony, part one. I think that one is at night. Okay, so that section, if you read formal introduction and personal sharing of feedback by all retreat participants, including any suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve the future retreat program. Then during this session, we also add in the closing number and advice by me on how to continue your cultivation after returning to normal daily life, followed by, of course, acknowledgement of thanks, account, reporting, rejoicing, asking for forgiveness, a closing puja. Is Padmasuri here? Oh, down there. Never mind. I need to check with her again. It seems Pa Chan Si Fu Suyan, you know? Suyan. Pa Chan Si Fu tomorrow 2 o'clock. So for Chan Si Fu will be separate. That one I think quite fast. Down there. Yeah, definitely. So we see how it goes. I think we should have enough clear day for photo. I think better have it tomorrow, no need today. Okay, so that's about it. So today, as usual, we will have, we still have some time. 7:30 only breakfast. Okay, so maybe now we open up for Q&A or meditation reporting. You got anything to report or anything to ask me with regards to clear understanding of what you're supposed to do when you develop the training of the mind to develop this awareness-based meditation, so that you can develop the stability of mindfulness or awareness to stay at your heart. When you can stay at your heart, that is the beginning of transformation and progress. Because before you have the mindfulness and the understanding, the tendency for human being is to stay at the forehead, think a lot. You know why you stay at the forehead a lot? Because your brain is there, your memory is there, your belief system, conditioning, knowledge, accumulated memory, everything is there. And living being got no other way of living life except going there to live life. So when you go there and you don't have the understanding of who you are, what you are, you will have this tendency of believing you are real, you exist. That's why the sakayality or self-delusion is very strong. Like I mentioned yesterday, the moment you are born, they identify you, give you a name, give you a birth cert, then later on, give you documents. Like our case, Malaysia is IC card. And later on, when you reach certain age, they give you a passport so that you can travel overseas. You go to school again, they mark attendance, they register you. And your parents call you by name. Everybody has a name. So the egoic mind, unknowingly, due to society's way of identifying, develop the ego more and more. So when this ego arises, what happens? When you are egoic, you believe you exist, personality below, understand? Then you try to own things, you try to have things. So that's how the evil root start. The greed, the selfishness, the possessiveness. Then after that, when you cannot get what you want, when things don't go your way, you get angry. Then when you enter into relationship, when the relationship doesn't work out, you develop envy, jealousy, and hatred. Then when you have problem, you develop fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. The worst is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of dying, fear of losing your job, fear of losing your loved one. So all these fears are very seriously intense and very real. And these are the characteristics of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So when you understand this, then you understand why living beings, they cannot develop the meditative training to understand the teaching. And because of that, they tend to live the life of heedlessness. Heedless in the sense that they are seldom or never aware. Hardly aware. So throughout the day when you are at the brain there, you're hardly aware. And the other reason why you stay at the brain is not only this memory and all those things, views, opinion, conditioning, beliefs, or accumulated memory, and all of your phobia and all those things. The other reason is you look at your senses. Where are they located? Just below your brain, understand? Your eye, your ear, your nose, your tongue, your bodily tactile. That's why this one interacts very fast. The moment you perceive, either through see or hearing, smell, taste or tactile, the brain is immediately there to help you. First is to cognize what you perceive, understand? Through memory, through knowledge, and your entire memory. The moment you cognize, What happened is your views, your opinion, your phobia, your belief system, your tradition, your education, all this come in and act. Then you have your habitual tendency that is the worst. Then immediately you stir your mind. Like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant, then envy, jealousy, hatred, fear, worry, anxiety. These are the sankhara mind state. And the sankhara activity that go on is like yesterday I mentioned. This form of mind within the mundane mind, yeah, and the brain there together with your senses, is very active creating the sankhara sanya, you remember? Yeah. And this sankhara sanya you need to understand. So here is a lot of sankhara sanya activity. So the purpose of awareness-based meditation is to see this clearly. How living beings think a lot. This one makes you think a lot. And because of that, you become heedless. And the Buddha said, the heedless are as if dead. So what happened is, people like that, they actually existed through life. You know the difference between living life and existed through life, no?
Yes.
They are conscious of life, but they are not aware. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So they exist. You see them conscious, walking around, running around, doing all those things, especially city life, hectic, stressful. So all this is what the mundane mind activity is all about. And because of that, this mundane mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion created the phenomenal world. So you expect the phenomenal world to be peaceful, to have harmony. All the leader, how many got Dhamma? Huh? Maybe Xi Jinping got a lot, The rest all selfish, aggressive, violent. And most of them are motivated by what? Power, really, authority. Now you understand how from here it come to here. Then how many people can develop the awareness base to touch this one? Not to say stay here, no. To touch this one. No. Yes. Yeah, Manyan, use Manyan.
Good morning, everyone. From the various day, I think Brother Teo have reminded that the mindfulness awareness, once we have done our meditation and all that, when we are back outside the hall and all that, we should maintain our awareness and mindfulness, especially the other day when Brother Teo shared that the moment you wake up, you know,
yeah,
you should
you
know your
awareness,
posture, so,
then how you function as a human being. So when you're aware, you start to understand how you move, how you act, and how you do things. Then how you stir your mind. That is the real meditation, not the method, technique, sit down there, miserable for what? Understand? Awareness means you are aware, you are living, understand? When you're aware, you learn, you develop wisdom, understanding, you don't accumulate knowledge, you understand? When you are at the heart, this one is at the heart. When you are at the heart, you are aware, understand what? Because you are aware, you don't think, that's why you live, here you live life. Live life. Because you are aware, at the heart means aware. This one at the brain, because the brain, you do all this activity, understand? The accumulated memory. So although it's a living being, they never leave. You understand? The contrary is, but not contrary. What is the English word? The funny thing about this living being that never leave it. Yeah, the word is living being. They are conscious of life. They existed through life. So this one live life. This one most of the time existed through life. I mean, not all, most of them. So they are conscious of life. But hardly aware. So that is the reason why living beings become heedless and get into trauma. So from here, you should know that when you meditate awareness-based meditation, you have to come back to the heart. Listen from here. See from here. Live from here. Everything aware here. Understand not? Finally, this one will become like normal. Where this one is the awareness base. Through understanding, it will be able to finally operate from here. Understand not? The reason why you dare not come here is because you don't know how to do it. You don't train yourself to develop the awareness based meditation. So you always hear because very fast to perceive, very fast to interconnect with your senses and create this phenomenal world. And when this one is going on, you don't understand who are you, what are you, and what is going on in life. That's why this is heedless living. This is delusion. Whereas here, when you are aware, you develop self-knowledge. You develop self-understanding. So what Benjamin say is important. The first day I told you, develop awareness, be mindfulness, stabilize it. Everything you do aware, if you can do that, you will be beautiful. Okay? Then when you know all this, finally, why you go to the heart? Why did I tell you in the early days, stay at the heart? At that time, hardly anybody really had the understanding and progress. So I dare not insist. I say, when you have the mindful awareness, try to stay at the heart. I even tell Song, listen from there, see from there, think from there, operate from there. We're here, you can think. But creative thinking, not up here, with all the things clouding you and creating a lot of fear, worry, anxiety, emotion. Because this one is hell, the brain, you don't know how to use. But for technical thing, for knowledge, scientific knowledge, or the other physical living, you use this one, it's good. Because this one is very good at knowledge, like maths and science, study, But when you have psychological problem, don't go here, understand? You know what is psychological problem? Mental problem, emotion. And emotion, this fellow is stupid, understand? Because this fellow is accumulated memory, this fellow no wisdom, cannot understand why he get entangled, understand? So now, hopefully with this explanation, it will start to develop clearer and clearer understanding what the human being is all about, what the five aggregate of form and mind is all about. Then when you develop more stability of the awareness, you see the universal characteristic, the impermanence of the five aggregate of form and mind, anicchang. Then when you attach clinging, grasp with delusion, wanting your way, you suffer. So the characteristics of impermanence will let you understand that because it's impermanent, suffering will be the characteristic. Because it is already the characteristic, dependent on condition, thing arise, understand not? You somehow want things your way, understand not? When you cannot get what you want, what happens? Then you deludedly cling, grasp. You think you can own or not? You come empty, you go empty, and you want to own. Not only own yourself, no. You want to own your loved one, your children, everything, possessive. You have to control everything, like the dictator. I think about time to go for breakfast.
I think he hasn't finished his reporting.
I think not much about mindfulness or not.
Quickly. So because of that, the last few days I've been doing the daily awareness and just aware of my movement, moment by moment. Then when I'm not aware at the moment, the thoughts comes in, you know, like the stirring and all that. And then I will indulge in it, you know, indulge in it. And then when I back to my awareness, then it also gave me some reflection of what Brother Teo's teaching, reflecting. That is where the when the thoughts arises, reflecting the first and second over part, you know, the stirring, the thoughts and all that, and the cause of it is because we're not aware. Once started away, then you know that thoughts is no more there. So I think the maintaining the awareness, and that it also helped me to reflect and understand deeper. So very thankful for giving us this gift of awareness.
Thank you. Yes, this is just the beginning, and as he is trying to do that, but I can tell you, even though he tried, he think he is aware, he is not aware. He only remind himself through the thoughts that I must be aware, I must be aware, understand? Because most of the time, you cannot stay aware. Your split second is gone, split second. Last time even I did the anapanasati, everything, then I went into daily mindfulness with a free mind. I realized I hardly can maintain 5 minutes of awareness a day. Because this very fast, choop, gone, choop, gone. To stay aware, silent is not easy. But what he experienced is good. Where he listened, then he tried. How he tried? He used the thought to try. At least that is better. You remind yourself to be aware. So that thought that remind him to be aware, make him realize through recollection that he think, understand not? He do all this movement. It's okay. Initially, you have to try that. That's why I say determined to be aware. Means every time the awareness is gone, bring it back. Like anapanasati. Every time you are not with the mindfulness of the in and out, bring it back. Initially, when you do anapanasati, you know whatever? Split second is gone. Split second is gone. You hardly stay here. Understand? Then by the time you train until you are quite good, and then that rhythm settle in. Understand? So you all who are new, like being in here, you need to let it settle down. Where the mindfulness will only come when you continue to train. Do the bowing, do the walking, everything aware. Don't try to think and read the thought and all. Don't try to say, oh, I aware this, I aware. Forget about it. Your mindfulness not developed. All these are still thought, understand? Still thought. So, so at least because of the question, you all get to learn more than Beng Lim also can learn. That's why this training is not what you think, not so easy. Of course, the theory is important. There are people who have already developed the awareness. So when I explain that, it's very easy to understand. Then even for Sue, he may not have stabilized, but he has his, her past and her intellectual understanding. So all this, she can know. She can have an idea. But the moment her awareness develops, she will progress very fast and transform very fast. Yeah. So you want to add? We take our breakfast later.
I think just a quick one. I'm reminded of the initial mistakes I made, so maybe this could help. So the first retreat I came when I tried to do walking meditation, I was also using a lot of the thought without realizing it. Now looking back, I wasn't aware that I did not relinquish control of the brain. I needed to relinquish all sense of security I had by using the brain, because now I realize the brain doesn't use our senses efficiently. When the, it uses
that
the
is a very important understanding. The brain doesn't use your senses efficiently. You actually use the thought more than the senses. When you are fully aware with the senses without thought, there is sensitivity, there is clarity, there is this ability to understand. The thought accumulate knowledge, understand or not? That's why the Mahayana know, Ku Chi, understand or not? Suffering, the cause is accumulation. When you go here and accumulate, that's why my last teacher said this is hell. Now you understand? Because we also know you don't use your senses efficiently. When you are without thought, you are very, very aware and you are sensitive. When you want to listen something at night, let's say you don't know what happened, you think got people break into your house, or you think got animal or whatever, what you do? You silent completely. Then you focus on the hearing. And that is using your senses with the awareness. You shut out all the other ones, the brain don't come in. Then you maintain attentiveness. Attentiveness is awareness. Before the real awareness comes, when you are attentive, the moment you are attentive, you are actually aware. Without thought, when I pay attention, I don't think, isn't it? True or not? Then I can listen, isn't it? True or not? Continue. Very good.
To illustrate further, when we use the heart, when the pure awareness uses the senses, it picks up a lot of intangible cues that we are not consciously aware of with the mundane mind. When we use the brain to see, the eye only see what it wants to see.
Correct. The image and the words, the concept. The labeling, you don't really aware of what that thing is without word. That's why no direct seeing. No direct seeing means you only create all the memory of the thing that you want to perceive. Means you see things not as they are. You see things here and all the other side according to what your memory tell you. No? Understand? No? Your conditioning, your belief system. So this is the one that create the delusion. Before you become enlightened, all your views, opinion, all clankabut, understand not? Don't have wisdom. So how can this one act? Understand? So from here, you see the world, then from here, you act. That's why you are just the panda of memory with its views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system acting. Understand? You are like a deluded robot, understand? Without proper like idea, without proper programming, understand? From here let go, from here let go. Don't have ROM, don't have RAM, the follow, because of the conditioning, belief system, tradition, everything, hamtam only. That is why it's heedless living, continuously, very good.
Now I don't trust my brain to interpret the sense data anymore. I use the heart. So the difference in walking that I felt when I initially got a glimpse of awareness and comparing to how I walked previously was that instead of thinking, am I walking in the right direction or I have to get ready to turn? Instead of all those going on, I felt like a pendulum. My weight shifting forward, backward, left leg, right. But I didn't say all this. It's like, ooh, I do this when I walk. You know, I started to see my body did a lot of other things that I wasn't aware of. How I actually balance myself.
Sadhu. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, go for breakfast first. Afterwards, we continue. Okay. Be respect, then go.